Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Jody E. and I am a recovered compulsive overeater. Today is Wednesday, April 30th, 2025. Today we're reading from the Big Book and we are on page 94, the second half of the first paragraph, beginning with "Make it clear that he is not under pressure," ending with "He will be more likely to follow your suggestions." The rest today's readers are on the 12 steps, Jan L. Leslie M. will read the 12 traditions. Our reader of the text is Vanessa G. And Jordan L. will read our closing. There's someone unmuted. Please make sure you're muted, everyone. Thank you. Alex K. will greet our newcomers, and Robin P. will share announcements with us today. The reference numbers or share ID numbers for our recorded meetings are the following. Tuesday, April 29th, the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting, 22,386. 22386. And this morning's April 30th, 7 a.m. meeting, 22,392. 22392. The following is the OA preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. I will now ask Jan L. to read the 12 steps of OA.
Good morning, this is Jan L. in Florida, and these are the 12 steps. 1, we admitted we were powerless over food, but our lives had become unmanageable. 2, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. 4, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being, the exact nature of our wrongs. 6, we're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. 8, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12, having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Jan L. from Florida. I will now ask Leslie M. to read the 12 traditions of OA. Leslie, press star 1 to unmute. Are you there, Leslie? I don't hear Leslie, so I'm going to go ahead and read them myself. The 12 Traditions of Overeaters Anonymous, number 1. Our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4, each group should be autonomous, except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone may share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting simply requests that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing on what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you're done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to remute your phone. To have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speakers should be muted. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book on page 94, on, I believe it's line 13, make it clear, and I will now ask Vanessa G. to begin reading.
Hi, everybody. Sorry.
Thank you, Vanessa. I was afraid for a minute that I was offline completely. Go ahead.
Hi, everyone. My name is Vanessa G. I'm in New Mexico, recovered compulsive overeater. Make it clear that he is not under pressure, that he needn't see you again if he doesn't want to. You should not be offended if he wants to call it off, for he has helped you more than you have helped him. If your talk has been sane, quiet, and full of human understanding, you have perhaps made a friend. Or maybe you have disturbed him about the question of alcoholism. This is all to the good. The more hopeless he feels, the better. He will be more likely to follow your suggestions. This is the second time in the paragraph. I'm going to focus in on this phrase. He has helped you more than you have helped him. It's the second time in the paragraph that that's mentioned. This is my experience. I came to Overeaters Anonymous shortly after getting recovered in another program, and actually found what, you know, some semblance of abstinence, and worked with a sponsor in this program. But I never sponsored myself, anyone in OA. And over a more than 30-year period, for more than three decades, I relapsed over and over and over again. And when I came to Vision, it was a completely different experience. Right away, I heard the message that taking someone else through the steps, bringing this program to another compulsive overeater, was the way to ensure immunity from relapse. And I was only, gosh, maybe 6 weeks abstinent. I had made it through the steps, and or through 9, and I was doing 10, 11, and 12. And a fellow asked me if I would sponsor her. I checked in with a couple of other, with my sponsor and with a couple of other fellows. And I remember, writing an email to this one person and asking him if I was ready to sponsor, if I can sponsor this person at this point in the program, because I felt really young in my recovery. And I remember I got a 3-word answer: you are ready. And I have been doing that ever since. I've had very few periods of time that I haven't had a sponsee. And during that period of time, I have been, working with other fellows. It took me a long time, I think, to actually get through the steps and into recovery with the sponsee, all the way through to where they were actually, working the program like I was working the program. I kept losing them, and I kept thinking it was my fault. But then I would see them pop up again with another sponsor or in another meeting and working again and then not quite making it. And I realized that it wasn't me, and that this is very much, that success is very much dependent on the sponsee's readiness to accept information. And this morning I was working with a sponsee. It took 45 minutes. And at the end she said, "I can't have much time with me." And the truth of the matter is every moment of that time that I spent with her helped me. It helps keep me food sober today, and it has kept me food sober for a number of years now. And in addition to that, I've actually been able to witness an ever-widening circle from some of the sponsees that have actually made it through with me. So it is an amazing process, and I'm just grateful to be here. I'm grateful for the person who passed it on to me, or the persons that passed it on to me. They were so helpful. And hopefully I'm doing some good myself. I appreciate the opportunity to share. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Vanessa G. from New Mexico. I'd love to take a list of names, if I can, of people who would like to share on this partial paragraph. But before I do, I'll remind everyone that we value everyone's experience, but we do ask that you limit your sharing every third day in order that others might share their experiences too. Who would like to share?
Rachel L.
Rachel L.
Sylvia F. from Portland.
Sylvia F.
Veronica B.
Diane N. from Georgia.
Diane from Georgia. Okay, wonderful. I have Rachel L.
Nina A. in New Jersey.
Who is that in New Jersey?
Nina A.
Nina A. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I've got Rachel L., Sylvia F., Veronica B., Diane, and Tina A. Please go ahead, Rachel.
Hi, Rachel L. Compulsive.
Where you're calling from, please.
Rachel L., compulsive overeater, official 100-pounder from San Diego, California. And I had to learn this one the hard way. I have a couple friends that are, you know, what my opinion, you know, I don't know if they are or not, compulsive overeaters. And one actually passed away in this disease because I get him into OA. And he told me that it was a cult and that I was stupid and, you know, whatever, whatever. And he ended up actually passing away. And it just really sucked and really hurt. But, you know, when I would go in there, and I lived in a nursing home at the time, I would go in and talk with him about OA, and he saw that I was losing the weight. And I talked about, a food plan. I talked about everything that we do. He just wasn't ready to hear it, and I was so devastated. And then I have another friend, you know, who's gaining weight rapidly. And I just, you know, I want to help. And, you know, I definitely need for that. But it was just very, you know, like, I want to be there, but I have to remember that if they don't want to hear it, I can't waste my breath on them. I need to help someone that is ready to hear the message and is ready to work this program. Don't waste your time on someone that is not ready to hear the message and is not ready to work this program. And just like my friend says, this is not a program for people who want it. It's not a program for people that need it. It's a program for people that do it. You know, and with that, I will pass.
Thank you so much, Rachel L. from California. Sylvia F., it's your turn.
Hello, everybody. So nice to be with you again this morning. This is Sylvia F., as in Fox, in Portland, Oregon. And I've been in program pretty close to 20 years now, and my first, like, 10 years was probably trying to persuade people that the program works, which never works. And so it took a while for me to see that I was harming people, because if I got too pushy, if I wanted them to do this program because I believed in it, it would actually, and the book talks about it, it would hurt their chances of doing it later. So I was actually harming people by my enthusiasm, and I didn't realize that. And the other thing that, what it feels like is that I can talk about my program, but what I see it as like planting seeds, like Johnny Appleseed, planting seeds that they're going to nourish. I might not see when those seeds take and when they start to grow. But my job is to simply, my work is to simply share my recovery and what it's like for me now, what it was like and what it's like for now. I often don't line out the rigorous program, because what it is that I give them hope. I often will talk about the big book, because the big book, when I read the big book early on, it told my story. It didn't matter that I wasn't an alcoholic. It told my story. And so I could relate. So I often talk about, read that and see what you think. And The other thing that I learned is the longer I'm in program isn't necessarily, the person longest in program isn't necessarily the person who's the most persuasive. And sometimes people need to hear from someone. Like if you are new and you can carry that message, it is so compelling. And the other thing that's hard is that if I'm in program for 20 years, I'm in a normal body weight, people haven't seen me a different way. So they think that, you know, there's assumptions that are being made. So I always have to make sure that I lay out my credentials. I think the key of what I'm saying is I wanted to persuade people. What I do now is I simply try and plant seeds without agenda. And that's my message. And every time I do tell someone, it's reminding me of who I am. And with that, I pass. My dogs go nuts. Thank you.
Thank you, Sylvia F. from Oregon. And Veronica B., from what state are you?
Hi, good morning. I'm Veronica B. from Recovered Compulsive Overeater from California. Thank you so much for your service. And I'm so grateful to be on the line. I have been in Tahiti with my two sisters for 9 days, and it's just great to be on the line with my people. You guys are my people. My experience with being sponsored and sponsoring is, first of all, I came into program in 2009. I could not stop eating and throwing up. I ate and threw up for 15 years. And when I first came into OA, I tried to do it on my own, and I just couldn't get any abstinence. I couldn't get any recovery because I was doing it on my own. And I'm about two months into coming to OA. I asked two different women to sponsor me, and they both said they were full. And I was very surprised by them saying they were full and they couldn't help me. I was devastated, actually, and I felt sorry for myself, but I was so desperate that I wanted this thing, you know. I wanted recovery, and there was a woman in the room who had a reputation for saying yes to sponsoring, and so I asked her to sponsor me, and she sponsored me for many years, about 10 years. Until my heart started going in a different direction and I got another sponsor. So my point is I've always had a sponsor in my recovery, always, always. I've never done this on my own. That's what works for me. And I've always been encouraged to sponsor others. In fact, I was raised that I sponsor so that I can stay recovered. And in the beginning, yes, I was very personal. I would get fired. People would let me go, and I would get so hurt. I would take it personal. I spent all the time with this person. But that changed over time. Like, it changed over time. It went from, you should do this, to this is what I do. And that's what works for me today, even when working with a sponsor. This is what I do. Like, just show me. Don't tell me. And because I need someone in front of me. And then I need to be helping somebody. It's like we're the link in the chain. You know, we're the link in the chain. We have to be helping. It's what works for me. And I sponsor so I can stay recovered. And with that, I pass. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Veronica B. from California. Diane from Georgia, what is the initial of your last name?
Hi, I'm Diane N. from Georgia.
Thank you.
N as in, okay, you. I'm a recovered, not cured, compulsive overeater, recovered today by God's grace and mercy. So grateful to be in these rooms today. Today is my belly button birthday, and I can't think of a better way of spending it than to doing service and to being on meetings today and taking care of myself, doing other stuff, you know, too. But I'm so grateful to be alive at this stage of my life. My mom passed away. Like, well, I'm so glad I made it through the age I was yesterday. because at this age, my mom was passed away, and my son was 4 years old, so he don't have a lot of memories. So I'm grateful to be able to spend time with grandchildren. That being said, I've been in the room since, I'm a relapse survivor, been in the room since 1980, didn't understand the importance of sponsoring, didn't, because back then they would say, sponsor to the, you can, everybody can sponsor up to the level where you are. So if I was only on step one, I guess they were saying I could sponsor people on step one. Makes no sense today, right? Because today we know we have to work the steps. And this was in 1980. We didn't focus. I did not focus on the steps. I know some people did. I didn't understand the steps, how vital they were, how I had to work them, how I needed a spiritual, it's a spiritual program, and I needed a spiritual program, a higher power that could work the program, because I was beyond human aid. I'm a relapse survivor. It took me a long time to get the message, but I'm so glad I didn't leave before the miracle happened. Somewhere along the way, 5 years ago, actually, during the pandemic, I received the gift of desperation, and I've been in recovery since that time, which is totally different from abstinence. It's as if my higher power is guiding me and taking care of me. I went to the doctor on yesterday for my physical. He was, you know, I don't take any medication. It's as, I don't have to do anything with the food. It's as if God is doing it for me. It's as if the promises, you know, service, I have to do service. I know that, and I sponsor too. You know, I sponsor, back to what the reading is. I used to, I had two sponsors who dropped me because I wasn't sponsoring and doing, I wasn't following direction, which they wanted me to sponsor, to be a sponsor. And I had been in the program, I had worked the steps with them, and one behind the other, they dropped me and I couldn't understand. It was because I wasn't willing to follow the directions. I wasn't willing to sponsor. One of the sponsors, she said, well, you got to announce in meetings that you're a sponsor. And I would say, I would announce real quietly and then be so relieved when no one called me. I didn't realize how vital, how important it is to sponsor. The book tells us if we want insurance, we have to do against immunity. We have to do these, we have to work this program.
That's
we have
fun.
To help others. Thank you so much. I have to follow the direction. I'm so grateful today for my this recovery, and it's not me. I have nothing to brag about, but it's all God. And for that, I'm grateful for you guys for being here and for the opportunity to serve. That's what I want to do today, be a maximum service to God and to others. I pass.
Thank you so much, Diane N. from Georgia, and happy birthday. Tina A. from New Jersey, it's your turn.
Hi, good morning, everyone. Dina A. from New Jersey. Briefly recovered today, so grateful to be on a live meeting and sharing and taking part in my recovery and in this beautiful group. So this paragraph is talking to me from a few different angles. First of all, from my own Ebby, how the seed was planted. Now, he didn't come to convince me to come into program at all. He was an Abbey just by introducing me to the fact that program exists because he was working a program. And I saw something in him. And it took me 10 years because I was a pretty high bottom. I came in with maybe like 15 pounds to lose. So I would think over the years as I'm watching him, it was a family member. Wow, this program thing looks so good. Too bad I'm not a compulsive eater. Until it took me 10 years to realize how that was a total lie. I was not a high bottom. I was suffering so much. My life was so unmanageable with the restricting, with the self-loathing, with the food thoughts, with the, you know, and I was thinking like, well, when I came in, I'm such a high bottom. I didn't have to get so bad. Tried to convince me. At one point I asked him, like, do you think program would be good for me? He's like, yeah, I think you would love it. I think, but that was all he said. And 10 years later I came in. And then turning around, I have three sisters who I cannot diagnose as compulsive eaters, but it's very possible. They've been looking their whole lives for solutions. And when I just came into program, we went to a wedding and my sister was like, no, I can't sit near you. She didn't want me to look at her plate what she was going to be eating. And I was like, I was hurt. I think I'm going to get further from my sisters. But the truth is that I've lived my program never trying to evangelize.
Tina,
Tina, all of a sudden, Tina, you're all garbled. Is there some adjustment you can make to your phone?
Is it better?
No, I'm sorry, but try again.
Okay, are you back?
Yeah, you're still garbled. I can kind of hear you. Maybe finish up.
Okay, I can just finish. But just being able to not try to take people into the program who aren't asking for it and instead focusing on the people who come to me and ask for me to sponsor them has been key in my recovery. And I'll pass.
Thank you. Thank you, Tina A. from New Jersey. Wonderful. In case you came in a little bit late, we are on page 94, the middle of the first paragraph where it says, make it clear that he is not under pressure. So the end of the paragraph, he will be more likely to follow your suggestions. Who else would like to share?
Lady G from Nevada.
Who is that from Nevada?
Letty G.
Letty G in Nevada.
Rivka R from New Jersey.
Rivka R, New Jersey.
Julianne W in Tennessee.
Julianne W in Tennessee. Okay, great. Let's go with Letty, Rivka, and Julianne. Please go ahead, Letty.
Thank you very much. I'm Letty G from Nevada, and I am recovering compulsive overeater today. I want to just share and say that so grateful to the angels that have been in my path here in the last 3 years. I have a semblance of recovery and abstinence. And have so much more to learn and to work and live in my program as far as, you know, we have to walk the walk. But I've never known a recovery or a program that has given me the freedom that I have today. In the past, I would start a diet per se and some recovery because I've always had God in my life and I've always felt protection, but I never really asked for help in this particular disease that I have. But I would lose it because I wanted to be perfect. And there's no one perfect except our Lord Jesus Christ. And I've learned that I will never be perfect. And the little hiccups that I've had in these last 3 years have been hiccups. They haven't been giving up on my program, giving up on myself. I just move forward and continue to ask God's guidance and protection over me and my program and to learn to, I have been learning to grow up and stand tall and be grateful for the people in the program that have such wisdom and pearls that I've just tried to emulate. I also know that I'm not responsible for the people that I've tried to share the message with and have not been interested in accepting the program. I know that it'll come in their time, not mine. And with God's help, they will get it before they get to a situation where, you know, they're affected by their, you know, health issues and all. So very, very grateful. I love this program. And my Scottsdale meeting in the evening has been my saving grace as well. Thank you very much. And I pass.
Thank you very much, Letty G in Nevada. Rivka R from New Jersey, please go ahead.
Hi, I'm Rivka R. from New Jersey. So grateful to be here. Thank you for everyone doing service on this meeting. I'm just thinking about, like, I have a neighbor that approached me. She was desperate to lose weight. And being that I, thank God, lost a lot of weight, she wanted to know what I did. So I brought her, I told her about the program a little bit and told her, you know, that after she wanted to come with me to a meeting. So she did, and she was actually very turned off. She thought it was weird.
Rivka, I'm sorry to interrupt you also, but you too, your voice is suddenly garbled. I don't know if maybe it sounds like you might be driving. Could you pull over maybe? And I'll call on Julianne and you could come back in.
Is this better?
Say something.
Is this better?
It's still garbled, I'm afraid.
Try again.
Yeah, it's still coming. It's a funny, I don't know how else to describe it. Garbled is the best word
okay.
I can come up with.
Okay.
Now you sound better.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yep.
So, like I would say, I brought my friend to the meeting, and she told me that she just was very turned off, and she wouldn't be joining me again, and so that's it. I just, you know, I, like I said, not put any pressure. I said, you know, if that's how she feels, I wasn't going to try to convince her to give it time, or, you know, I just let her do what she felt was right for her. And, you know, just like going back also to how I heard about program, about OA, I read a magazine article in a women's magazine about a woman's journey, and I was just like, she was, you know, on one hand I was like, okay, the behaviors that she was talking about were way, like, not what I was doing. Like, I thought she sounded way worse off than I was. I was like, I don't know, maybe OA is for me, but, like, I was so fascinated by how she described this, like, exchange that she had. That was something that I wanted, but then I was like, I don't know, maybe I'm not as bad as she is, so maybe it's not for me. And then I also spoke to a friend who I knew lost weight, but then she had gained it back, so I wanted to know what she did. So I was like, okay, I'm going to do what she did. I'll lose weight, but I'm not going to gain it back like she did. So I called her, and she told me she's like, okay, don't do that. I lost a lot of weight then, but now try what I'm doing now. I just joined OA, and it's incredible. She also, like, described the psychic change and how the mental tension was lifted.
That's time, Rivka.
All right. So at that time, I wasn't ready. I thought the group wasn't for me. I needed personal attention. I needed to pay, like, you know, until, thank God, I reached the end of the road and found a way. And I'm so grateful to be here. Thanks, everyone. I'll pass. Rivka R. from New Jersey.
Thank you, Rivka R. from New Jersey. Julianne W., please share with us.
Hey, this is Julianne. I'm a compulsive overeater in Tennessee. And, this was really good to hear from me. I am newer, have only been in OA for about 6 months. And when starting at the beginning, a lot of the talk that I heard in meetings was about this whole, like, you need to be, it's helpful to be at rock bottom before starting the program. And they weren't cautioning me to not start if I didn't feel like that. But just, like, if you're at your bottom, the more hopeless you are, it will probably be helpful to your journey in the program. And so all I could think was, well, I sure hope I'm at rock bottom because I don't want to have to leave and then come back. You know, these thoughts kind of got stuck in my head of, I hope this is the worst I'll get. And I think it is. And I was feeling really hopeless. And I just got a sponsor, like, 5 weeks ago, and that has been really incredible. She, was just, it's kind of been a miracle to work with her and how our lives are similar in ways and our stories are similar in ways. But a couple weeks ago, I was having a hard time, just overwhelmed with the program, and told her, I don't know if I want to do this, and this is just a lot, and I'm kind of not sure that I want to surrender all of this. And she responded by saying, well, you don't have to. Like, you can keep trying on your own. That's totally fine. And I was so upset, not to her, but after I got off the phone, I was like, that was so unhelpful. I wanted her to force me to stay. I wanted her to say, no, I don't know if it's a good idea if you leave. Like, I really think you could benefit from this. But no, she, like, gave me the choice, which is what she was supposed to do. And I didn't want that. I wanted to be told. But then I was, like, faced with this decision and was like, oh, man, I do want this, because it is really nice. It actually is really nice to not be forced into something. And I get to choose it. I'm still just plodding along here, and I've seen a lot of change in the past few weeks, in my heart and in my life and in my interactions with people. So yeah, and that's all past.
Thank you so much, Julianne W. from Tennessee. We have time for two or maybe three more shares. Who else would like to share? Page 94, in the middle of the first paragraph. Make it clear that he is not under pressure through the end of the paragraph.
Hi, this is T. Ferret B. I'd like to share.
T. Ferret B?
Yes, thanks.
Okay, all right. Can you spell that for me?
Yes, T as in Thomas, I, F as in Frank, E-R-E-T as in Thomas.
Okay. Why don't you go ahead, T. Ferret?
Oh,
and,
great.
And what state are you from?
I'm from Massachusetts.
Massachusetts. Go right ahead. Thank you.
Hi. I'm a grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater just for today, contingent on my maintaining spiritual fitness and working this program. So this is such a great reading, and I really appreciate all the shares because I just had an intro phone call last night with potential sponsee, and I don't know how desperate they were. And I think, as someone else said, and as we know, like, this program works best, or I should say, we work this program best when we really have run out of options, which we say that's the definition of what it means to be hopeless. And they asked, you know, after I went through, like, outlining the whole program, and they were really taken aback. They said, you know, like, isn't going to meetings enough? And I really appreciated that because, like, here in the reading, it says, you know, maybe you've disturbed them about the question. That's all good. Oh, no, there was a piece of blah, 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 blah. Somewhere in here it says that they have helped you more than you've helped them. And asking that question, is it going to meetings enough, was such a great question. And it gave me pause to think on, like, no, going to meetings is not enough. Going to meetings is exactly where we share our experience, strength, and hope to actually do the work of the program. The work doesn't happen in the meetings. We work the program outside of the meetings. So I really appreciated that. And I also, you know, was trying very much to be permissive in the program, because that's very much what worked for me. One time I had a sponsor who insisted that I had to follow it, because it does say in the big book, we do this precisely. And they were very precise. But my current sponsor has made it quite clear that everything is just a suggestion. And from that perspective, I lovingly and gladly work the steps, because I can see what happens if I choose not to. And it gives me the latitude to make mistakes and say, oh, that's why we do that. And I feel like having that choice, and sometimes making the wrong choice, if I'm willing to learn and grow along those spiritual lines of learning, my program gets stronger in ways that it would never grow if I was forced to work these steps and forced to do the things that I need to do for my recovery. So I'm really grateful for the wisdom of this program. And I just pray that I continue to be able to offer that to someone else, these suggestions, because it's worked for me and it could work for someone else if they're willing to work for it. So thank you for letting me share. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Tiferet B. from Massachusetts. We have time for a 2-minute share. Who would like to take 2 minutes?
This is Sherry N. from California. This is my 5th meeting altogether. Can I share?
Yes, please. Go ahead, Sherry.
Okay. This is a 5th meeting, my first telephone meeting, and I just want to say that the reading and the comments have helped me so much. I have just gotten a sponsor, and I'm so afraid of taking up somebody's time, and she told me it helps her more than me. But just hearing this is reaffirming, and I'm letting it sink in. And that's what I wanted to say. And I also wanted to know if there's a section afterwards where I could ask a question. Thank you.
Thank you, Sherry N. from California. We have a section coming up where we greet newcomers, and we also have available sponsors announce themselves. And you can call one of the available sponsors or me, and I ask a question after the meeting. Welcome. All right, we are about out of time for sharing. We will now close with a reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Will Jordan O., please read A Vision for You. Our book is meant to be suggestive only.
Yes, of course. Thank you, Jody, for moderating for us this morning. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road to happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.